My most memorable English language event is in secondary school. I have activities about putting a counter to set by ourselves, which to play with the primary school students. In these activities, I can just use English to communicate with them. So I think this can make me learn a lot about the communication in English. So I think it's the most memorable experience.
And how about reading? Some memorable reading experiences?
Reading, like books. My memorable reading books is... it's a book about a manager of football. It's Jose Mourinho. That's my idol in football. This book is very fascinating me. And although the English vocab is not so easy, but I will find the dictionary to find the words because I really love the books. So I think this book is a great memory for me.
And the dictionary you used, was the one in your phone a printed dictionary or another online dictionary?
When I'm at home, I will use the book of dictionary, but when I'm outside, I will use the mobile phone. Yeah.
And when you read that book, did you have it as a printed book or as an e-book?
A printed book, buy in the bookshop. Yeah.
And would you read e-books now, or you still prefer printed books?
Printed books.
Why is that?
Because I like the feeling of just a feeling. Yeah.
And now your major is legal studies. So how important is English for legal studies?
In legal studies, we are all teach in English. So in the essay, in our lesson, most of them are English. So English is very important. If you don't have a good English skills, you're hard to hand in the essay.
And finally, what advice would you give to students who are sitting the DSE English exam?
Pay more time to read the newspaper of English, like the SEMP. If you can read it every day, your English DSE will be okay.